Okay, Zecher Deshmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zecher Deshmas Daniel Sheinov as Yeshua Falak. Okay, today we're continuing in Yadim Muktzah, part Zion. And basically, the past two shiurim, we discussed two types of tiltul. Tiltul menatzad and tiltul begufo. Tiltul menatzad means basically you're using your hands, but it's indirect. So, for example, if something's on the table, you'll tilt the table with your hands. So then the halacha is that you can do that if you're doing it for the purpose of the dover heter. In other words, you do it because you need a table. But if you're doing it because you don't want the muktzah, the money, to be stolen, so therefore you're gonna push it off with your, you tilt the table with your hand, so it'll go off the table, and then it won't be stolen. So that's letzorach dover ha'aser. So tiltul menatzad is only mutter letzorach dover ha'heter, and not tzorach dover ha'aser. But then there's another tiltul, the way the Chaber understood the Rush, it's tiltul begufo. So that means that you're not using your hands, you're using your foot, your body, not the hands, other parts of your body. And then you could move, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could move that even if it's to save the muktzah, even if the tzorach dover aser. Now we saw that some hold that there's no such thing. It's of that. There's no special category of gufo. That's how the Ran learned. And the Chazon Ish said that he didn't think that even the Rush meant that. He thinks that if you're sleeping on the bed and the bed has muktzah on it, so memela, that's okay, because memela it'll move by itself. But if you do it with kavana begufo, like you kick something, then even begufo would be aser. But the Shulchan Aruch, the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is if it's begufo, it's mutter. So that would mean that you could kick muktzah even if it's letzarech davar ha. Ha'aser. So now, today, we're going to discuss different types of movement of muktzah and try to figure out which does it fall under. Is it tulto begufo or tulto minatzad? So, the Maril, here on page 1, has a whole discussion about blowing. Hayoel nipuach bepeh bebishulei akum. In other words, the first thing he asks is, could you, like, for bishul akum, you need the Jew to be involved. So this way it won't be bishul akum. So say the Jew is going to blow on the fire. He's going to blow on the fire. So if he's going to blow on the fire, so he's involved. So is that going to help that it should be not called bishul akum? Then he says, then he has a whole bunch of different questions. And then question number ches is, Ishari l'taltal muktzah al yidei neficha. Can you move muktzah by blowing on it? Blow onto the muktzah, you know, that could help depending on what the muktzah is. It's not going to help maybe a dollar bill. It could help, you know, if you blow on the dollar bill. But if you, you know, but okay, but that's the question. So he writes here, on page 3, well, in the Shabbos Chayev, he says, he says, whenever you blow on something, that's considered that your goof did something. And he says, by Bishul Akum, she says, Bishul Akum is also good if you blow on it, because it's a heker, to show that you're doing something different than you would normally do. So say, for example, you have a fire that's about to go out, and you blow on the fire, so that's Havara. Yeah, look, on the second arrow, on the right. It says, So the blowing sometimes, if the blowing say would have gone out without it, so then the blowing is significant. The blowing is significant. And therefore, it could be considered what? That it's not Bishalachim. But then he writes, on page 4, he says, well, Taltel Mukta al Yidei Neficha. But in other words, he says, on one hand, when you blow on fire, it could be a malacha, that you're making the fire, and it could be considered, take away bishalakum, because you did something with the blowing. So it's a kula. Who says, well, taltel muktzah, now on page 4, says, well, taltel muktzah al yidei neficha, afal gav de kasavdi leel de kocho kagufa domi, because mokam ein nira lesser zeh. He says he doesn't think that it's aser. In other words, if you move muktzah by blowing, he thinks it's okay. Because the hacha tali b'orcha l'taltel. P'kei gavna. He says, because it's totally on what's normal. And if this is not normal. V'tiltum ha'atzad v'alidei shinoi k'lach ha'yad sharinan. See, if you do something that's not normal, it could be okay. Like
why
the case
is that
of
the standard.
What?
Why would that be the standard? The standard by Shabbos is usually Melechas Machshavas.
That's for the Melechas. But what about for Tiltul Muktza?
I'm saying here he has Kavana to do that. So why is that not Kaveya?
But that's not the normal way you would move. Say you have a dollar bill on the table. And you want to move the dollar bill, so you blow it off.
I understand that that's not the normal way, but in this case, he's making it by doing it. It's not an accident. It's not a question of if you should bring a chatos, the shoygig, that he blew something. He didn't mean to blow it, and he blew it off. Here he went, and he blew it on purpose. Is
right.
That not the definition of Melechus Machshavas? That was his kavanah.
Right, but for Tiltul Muktza, it's not a question of Melechus Machshavas. The question of Tiltul Muktza is it a normal way of being? In other words, that's a the thing of Melechus Machshavas is then in the Melechus. The Melechus have to be done by Melechus Machshavas.
And a bunch of shit you ordered.
But if it's not done through the normal way, that would be a more cooler dicker thing as far as Tiltul Muktza is concerned. It's in terms of malacha, so then you have two things. There's malachas machshavas, and then you also have a din of shinoi. By malacha also, even if it's malachas machshavas, there's still a din of shinoi by malacha also. To have the tiltul muktzah de shinoi k'lach hayad sharinan. So therefore, that could be considered tiltul begufo. In other words, the question is that considered tiltul? In other words, the two types of things we said: there's tiltul menatzad, and there's tiltul begufo. Tiltul menatzad is only that's a din where you do it with your dime, but you're doing it in a not normal way. But that's only mutter l'tzorach dover heter, not l'tzorach dover aser. But then there's tiltul begufo, and That means that you're also not doing it a normal way, but you're not using your hands. So what's the story of blowing? So look here on page 7 in the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. He writes, because in other words, so the Maril is mashmah that it's okay. So that's the Maril, the Truvis Maril that we just saw, that it's considered tiltul, and that's quoted here in the Ramah. On page 7, you look in the Ramah on the top. Chemutul talta dover muktza al yidei nipur. The last line, last two lines in Sif Gimel. It says mutol taltel dover muktza al yidei nipuach to lo havi tiltul el kalachiyad velo mikri tiltul. He says al nipuach the dover the tiltul al yidei gufo. He says that's considered tiltul al yidei gufo. That's because it's not tiltul beratzad, because you're not using your hands, but you're not using your guf either. Right, you know, it's not like you're using your foot or something like that. So what? Which one is it? So he says, since you're not using your hands and you're moving it, even though you're not really using your goof, but like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, kocho is kagufo domi. So therefore, if you're blowing something, that's like gufo, and gufo, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is muta. Even l'tzorach davar iser. So if you have something, or you have $100 bill. That's on the table, and you want to make sure that no one steals it. They want to blow it off the table. Letzorach dover ha'aser, letzorach demuktzah. Then you could blow. You could blow. You can't take the table and tilt the table. That's not going to be good. You could take your foot, but that might be harder to do. So you could blow. Blowing is considered tiltul begufa.
Would the Chazon Ish disagree with this?
The Chazon Ish would probably disagree. Because the Chazon Ish said there's no real heter of tiltul begufo. It's if you were laying on the bed and by invertedly it moved, then that's okay. But there's no such thing as according to the Chazon Ish tiltul begufo when you actually have in mind to move it. See, in the case that we had Batilta Bagufo in the Mishnah, was you had the kash on the mita, and then you just lay down on the mita, and it's going to move. So that happens by itself. It's not like you had kavana to push it off or something like that. So this wouldn't work with the Chazon Ish, but the standard is not with the Chazon Ish. That's Tilta Bagufo's mutter. So you're saying, so Gufo is also... This is also considered tiltul begufo. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Would this be regardless of the type of muktzah it is, even if it's, let's say, chisar and kiss? It would still be another Rebbe's example was money. Would be regardless of the type of muktzah?
Mitzdama, yeah. Yeah. Now, let's see. So take a look here on page 11. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Mem Gimel. Mutter l'taltel muktzah al yidei neficha. So it's a beferish halacha. That you could be taltel muktzah by blowing. That's tiltul begufo. Now let's take a look in the Sif Mem Vav. Osir loseis tachas atzilov. Zer hatoloim sh'osim ameshi. Nesha Usr Betiltal. Ochu Mole Bachoma. So what is he saying here? That you can't carry Zera Hatoloim. There's some seed from the worm that you make silkworms. So you can't carry it Under your, what, armpits?
Yeah, they have to be kept warm.
They have to be kept warm. So
they're in a cocoon. They form the silk, and that needs to be kept warm.
So where are you carrying it to?
I presume in the armpit.
You're putting it in the armpit, and what are you doing with it?
Keep it warm while you, I don't know what.
So he says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the question is, why not? Isn't that tiltul begufo? Also, the taltel tachas atzilav zera hataloim sheosim ameshim neisha osu betiltul for chuhum moli b'chomo. So the pashup shot. So what's the pshat? Why, l'chora, that should be, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that should be mutter. Right? Because the Shulchan Aruch says anything that you're doing with your body and is not, is mutter. So why is it usher? Isn't this a class?
Unless that's the derech on how you carry it, because you want to keep it warm. Oh. So you keep it close.
Yeah, so that's how it's brought down here. Here, take a look at Rav Harfernis on page 23. He says, Tzarech Lomar, here, he asked the question. Yeah, look at the paragraph begin. The page 23. Let's start from the top. Umiyu midivrei Shulchan Aruch. The top of the right side. Top right side on page 23. Does everyone hear me? Yeah?
Yes, okay. We can hear.
Okay. So, Rabbi Yitzchok, do you hear me? Rabbi Yitzchok Pestreich doesn't seem to hear me. I don't know. So tell Rabbi Yitzchok that you could hear. So
loud and clear.
Okay. Miu midivrei Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Ches Shekosef She'ein L'Taltel Tachas Atzilov Zeret HaToloim She'osim Meshim Shom Yisr Tiltum V'zimor V'ubim Shulchan Aruch Harav Buchol Chor Tiltum Men Atzila Yodav L'Choshev Tiltum B'gufo. So you could say that it's not, maybe it's tiltul min atzad, and therefore it's only mutul tzorach dover haheter and not tzorach dover haisser. And here's the tzorach dover haisser. Hello, mikol mokom l'shitas shulchan aruch harav hukshe mehu dezer toloim. So he says, maybe the b'tchila chashavti the ulai chosam ha'iser la'asem b'shabas ha'zerta. Maybe he's talking about to actually place it under your armpits, is aser. So because there you're doing it b'yadayim. But he says the lashon of the Rashba is ma'hu l'kaimo b'sham b'shabas. In other words, you put it under your armpits before Shabbos, but you're going to leave it under your armpits on Shabbos. So he says, "Tzarech lomar." This is what you said, Ari. The shani zera hatoloim mishum the darko tomid bekach lataltel kacha zera hatoloim. Sheosim kacha hameshi. He says that's the normal way. In other words, Mashein can shar tiltu begufo, but dover shadarko bekach sheyesh omer shapiru mumuter. V'chayotzi b'rizim seven the shani zera toloim shaderech tiltu l'mach v'rach tachat tzatzilov. In other words, that's the normal way of carrying the worm. So therefore, even though it really technically it should be beguf, considered begufo, that's considered aser. Mashekim shatol the begufa b'dovah shadarko b'kach shemotzer shatol b'amiyado. Yeah. So that's what That's the Pashas, is how you answer that question. So if you take a look here on page 25 in the Nishma Shabbos and Rav Harfenis, he writes, he has a question here about Tilkul Beguf B'Dovash Orchev Bekach. Whereas, what's the din of tilta magufo if that's the normal way? So he says, Divratas, Shekosov, Tlavshap Redomi, Lisa al Chagroso Sakin Shein Lubam Sorach. In other words, could you have on your belt, could you put a knife on your belt and the knife is Muktza? Because there's no tzoruch now, where it's a mila knife, say. So mila knife you only use for mila. So on Shabbos and there's no mila, so it's muktza. So you would normally put it on your belt. Buchadu de'agav lo chashiv tilto begufo demuter el ketilto gomer. The time came in shadako bekach. So it could be that's darko bekach. So wear certain things on you. In other words, say for example, to carry your money in your money belt on Shabbos in the house. So you could say that's tilto begufo because you're attaching it to your goof. But you could say that no, that is darko bekach. So that's the Tosefer Shabbos Kasha. The Taz says that it's not right. You want to see the Taz inside? Shin Chesiv Kotan Beis. Let's see. Take a look at the Taz. Shin Chesiv Kotan Beis. Yeah, on page 17. Tzarchim fize hechnosim sakinim benodah shalahem taluya b'chagur b'shabbos. Tzarchim lahem lebeis knesset she'en lebeim tzarch behem. Hei lomad hava shalom keder chotzah. Nearly the lawsuit was el shalom tzarch kol hayom. Hamishtamish bo hayom hu no se'et slow kedei shemuchalo b'shaito shari. So in Sifkat and Beis, it says Klisha Malachta and Sif Dalit. Klisha Malachta Heter, Rutul Tavlo Filen and Sorcha Kli, Shloy Shavar Yigonev, Faloshalok Tzal. In other words, you can't metaltal something. Say you have a knife and you don't need it for anything. You can't metaltal. You have to have some tzorach. So he has the kasha the Taz, but people have these belts and they have knives in their belts that have no tzorach. So how, and they carry them to shul. So he says, no, it must be talking about that the issur of shalol tzorach means you're not going to use it at all today. But apparently these knives will be used sometime during the day. Well, so getting back now. On to page 25. He says, "V'divrei Taz, shekos of d'lav shabidom lisa al kagros sakin she'lo ben tzorach." So in other words, the Taz is saying that you can't use a knife on your belt that you have no need for. So why did you say it's tiltul begufo? He says, because it's darko bekach. But the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos says, "The Kevin the Derech Yitulam B'Kach Mikri Til Tul Gomer." He says that's the Derech, that these knives, this is the way you move these knives. You put them in the belt. So that's called Derech B'Kach. So that's not Til Tul B'Gufo. Mustabi, you could say the same thing here about next line. Well, Shulchan Aruch Rav, because of the kids Hatolim Chagroso Havinam Til Bagufo. So the Alter Rebbe, look at the Alter Rebbe in Reish Samach Vav Yutes. Let's look at the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, Reish Samach Vav Yutes. Yeah, page 12. Misha Shochach Kiso Alav Niska B'Shabbos Shehu Toch HaBayis. In other words, he has his money belt on, and he didn't realize it. In the middle of Shabbos, he realizes. So he says that you can go, so you realize in the house, so you can go to a private room and then take it off and then it'll be fine. But what gave you the right to bring it to the private room? So since it was on your body from before, so you could take it to wherever you need to. But then he writes, the ocean is a tiltal of gegufo, for all the others. Wow. So he says that on the money belt, it's tiltal, that's called tiltal begufo. So Rav Harfenis points out that that's a big chiddush. That's against the Taz. So the Taz says that's not tiltal begufo, a belt that you have your knives on, because that's the derech bekach. But the Alter Rebbe is saying that no, that even if it's derech bekach, it doesn't matter. Because Lamaisa, it's begufo. So you have a fundamental machlok, as Rav Harfenis points out, between the Taz and the Alter Rebbe, whether if you have something that's begufo, something is begufo, you're not doing it with your hands, it's basically your body, your hip, it's by your hip. Something is begufo, but it's derech bekach. It's not like I'm doing something with my hip that I never put by my hip. So that's totally not normal. So then that's tiltal begufo. But here it's normal to have a money belt. Wear it by on your belt, on the hip, or whatever. So the Taz says that's still awesome, because then it's begufo, but it's darko bekach.
But Rabbi, isn't the whole underlying idea behind begufo that it's not, gedarcho?
Yeah, so, but the Alter Rebbe says, no.
That's so why would he think that it's permitted when it's, if it's not for that reason? Like, why would he think there's a distinct, in the Alter Rebbe's view, what is the distinction between,
So he writes that it's not a din shinui. He writes here in the end of the second to last paragraph. He says, Muto, the ain't a heta mishum shina, rak the ain't a nikra tiltal. In other words, it's different between if I turn the lights on with my elbow, that's a shinoi. But certain things, by the moch of tiltal, if I'm doing it with my goof, that's not called tiltal. It's not because it's mufka from the whole parsha of tiltal. So even though it's the derech bekach, it's gzeirus hakosvus, the rabbonim. But Chazal said tiltal begufo is mutter, so, and the tiltal they asked for mukta is tiltal biyadayim. And if it's biyadayim and it's not the normal way biyadayim, then it's called tiltal manatzad. But if it's tiltal begufo, it's not tiltal. So therefore, it would be mutter begufo even if it's derech bekach.
Okay,
Wow.
Yeah, because Rabbi, why should it make a difference if it's darker for coffee? If it's nigger tiltal, it should be all the same iser. Meaning, what Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, if all that matters is if it's tiltal, it makes no difference if it's darker or no. If you're not calling it a tiltal, then it's not an iser muksa. Mashenkin, the Taz is saying that no, it has to be a shinut.
So that's the machlokas between the Taz and the Alter Rebbe. The Taz says if you have something on your belt that you normally would wear on your belt, that's still called tiltal muktza. I mean, because it's darko bekach. But the Alter Rebbe is saying that's not tiltal muktza. Because it's
In the Maril, what was being moved? The beginning of the Chuvi talks about this, but fire for Bishal Akum, but what exactly?
Yeah, you have a dollar bill.
A dollar bill.
You blow the dollar bill. So you're saying that's...
That's definitely not the Derech. So, I mean, so it would be against the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Maril is definitely... His example is not Dr.
Well, the Alter Rebbe says... they all accept the Maril. So either you say because it's not biyadav, so therefore it's mutter. Now, he says over here, on page 25 in the left side, three quarters of the way down on the left column, the first word was L'chalik. Kachlos of the Sefer. Pasha, the tiltal muktzah b'kiso, right? You have tiltal muktzah in your pocket. Avim nimkro le'iser shehu l'tzorach ha-muktzah. Miko mochum l'tzorach dover ha-mutter t'logorim in tiltal min hatzah d'alma v'tiltal de dover acher. So what's the din? So how do you call money in something in your pocket? Is that tiltal begufo, or is that tiltal menatzad?
It's not totally on what type of pocket you have and whether or not it's sewn into the pocket, into the shirt.
Well, he says like this. He says, "Mikol mokum l'tzarach dover hamuter muter." To ogar tiltal min hatzad the alma v'tiltal day dover acher. So it's why is that called tiltal min hatzad in your pocket?
Well, why? There's two types of pockets. There's one pocket which is like an extra piece from the garment. There's your pants. And then there's like that pocket that's sewn in, and then there's one part which is actually part of the garment.
Yeah.
no difference between the two types of pockets in terms
Well, let's try to understand what it means here. That tilto mukta bekiso afim nimka leisa shehu letzorach hamukta to mokum letzorach davar hamuter muter nolgar mina tilto mina. He wants to say that it's like tilto minatzad. So why is it? Why is it tilto minatzad? Why isn't it tilto begufo? What would you say? What's
derech tilto? It's derech tilto.
It's derech tilto. So if it's derech tilto, so then it should be. Then it shouldn't even be. It should be iser gomer, right? It shouldn't be. He wants to say that maybe it's mutter if it's letzorach dover haheter. How are you going to get it in your pocket? I don't know. A little difficult. But okay, then he has a piece here on page 24. Two pieces here, 24. Mau lavir ham pamotos, the leichter. Me'al shulchan hachil ben zerov. K'dei she mokom yeshivil chol ha'yilodim soviv ha'shulchan. Words, could you take the leichter with you, what? With your arm, with your arm.
Your forearm.
What?
Your forearm.
Which way?
Like your forearm?
Your forearm or your armpit or all these other ways. So he says it's mutter. Because it's tilto begufo. So if you need to remove the leichter, you could do it begufo. As long as you're not doing it with your hands. So you could do it, well, with your, you know, what do you call this? With your... You know, put it over here, between your...
Elbows,
yeah. That's tilto begufo. And even if you do it for the purpose of the leichter, you're afraid that something's going to happen to the leichter. So you want to move the leichter away. I mean, obviously this means that the leichter already went out. Now he says, according to the Chazon Ish, it would be osur. But he says that we don't assume like the Chazon Ish. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Chazon Ish. But he says, but you have somebody who's not such a lamdan and is going to see you doing this, he's going to think that it's like a zilzul Shabbos. So he says you try to do it when they're not looking. Because they're not going to chap that it's really mutter. Okay. Then the question is, what about next in Tuf Mem Zayin here, in page 24 on the left, Achore Pises Hayad. The Hainu Gav Hayad or Achore Hatzbos. So he writes over here. So he says, say for example, you want to get crumbs out of the table. Tilto begufo dovish or chayu b'kachinu nichlal b'hetzer shal tilto begufo. Well, say for example, you want to pick up the muktzah between your fingers. The next paragraph. Bein etzbaos mafanov mal bein etzbaos migaba. So here you're using your fingers. Right? In other words, you don't usually pick up things between your fingers. Right? Right? So if you pick up things between your fingers, say how it's boss. So then what would that be considered then? Would that be considered tiltul begufo or tiltul menatzad? If you do it between your fingers. Would that be tiltul menatzad, or would that be tiltul begufo?
Your hand, so it's tiltul menatzad.
It's what? It's your hand. Even though it's a different part of your hand, then, because it's not the part of your hand that you use to. Whereas between the fingers, you don't use these. That's not how you don't carry things between your fingers. Thus, whereas when you metaltle something, you pick it up like this, but you don't pick it. You don't put it between your. But you want to say so lemaisa, so it should be tiltul menatzad, because lemaisa it's your hand. So you wouldn't call it tiltul begufo. That's what he's saying. You hear what George is saying? He's saying, yeah. Lemaisa, it's your hand. So, and the way to normally carry with your hand is like this. But if you put things between, you move it like carrying it between the fingers. So that's what George is saying. That would be probably tiltul menatzad. And that and the nafkamina is that tiltul menatzad is only mutter letzorach dover heter. But it's not mutter letzorach dover iser.
Maybe it would depend if you hold like the Alter Rebbe or if you hold like the other view. Like the Alter Rebbe definitely would say it's minatzad because it's doesn't matter whether it's he's not interested in whether it's gedarko. But then if you hold the other way, it might be even though it's technically with your hands, it's equivalent to gufo because the essential aspect is whether or not it's gedarko.
Well, the Alter Rebbe says that anything of gufo is mutter, even if it is kedarko, but it's gufo.
Right. So he'd probably say also with even if it's anything with your hand, maybe he would say is usser, even if it's not kedarko. You know, on the flip side of it, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. The Shabbos, we had a Shaila. Somebody, it was using an Erev, and then they thought that maybe they left something of Muktzah in the stroller. And they didn't want to just leave it in the street. So what do you do? So the first thing I would say to move the stroller begufo. If you move the stroller begufo, you know, you push it with your body.
The bus is for Dabar Hetzer V'Yisr.
Yeah.
It's a bus.
It's a bus for
Hetzer also.
it's a bosses lover heter iser.
And doesn't it also have to be left with kavana? Maybe here it wasn't left
kavana. Necessarily it wasn't put there with kavana to be there over Shabbos. Was it there to be? So if you say it's maybe it's not even a bus, as you're saying, Ari.
Yeah.
And then you move it. So is that tiltal menatzad? Say you move it normally. And there might be nothing in the wallet. There might be money in the wallet. So if you move it normally, so that could be what? Tiltul min hatzad. But tiltul min hatzad is not mutter if it's tzarech the davar aser.
Wouldn't it only be so? Even if you say okay, so it's a basis. So like I think George he pointed out. So it would be a davar iser and mutter in the stroller. You have a baby, you have a bottle, you have other things in the stroller.
Right.
Unless you just have the what's it called, the wallet.
So say you have other things. So then it would be a basis, the davar heter and the davar iser.
Yeah. So then you can move it.
And you can move it because it's...
But if you go with me that it's not a basis at all because it was a shachach, would that make it worse?
So if you're saying that it's not a basis because you didn't... It was shachach.
Right.
So then what is it?
So then it matters then if you hold it, it's just, if it's tiltum and atzad or not.
But if it's not a basis, it becomes... So then
it would be mutter because it would just be a basis for the davar heter. It wouldn't be a basis for the davar aser, and you can move it because it's not a basis.
But is it tiltul min hatzad l'tzarach for the because you don't want to leave the wallet in the street? Okay, something to think about.
Can't you just tell him for his kavanah not to be, meaning if his kavanah is to be, let's say, to move the stroller, don't care about the wallet, regardless of whether the wallet is there. Would that be, meaning if his kavanah is just to move the stroller inside, regardless of what's inside,
right.
He doesn't care about the wallet. Meaning maybe it would only be a tiltum and atzad issue if he cares about the davar mukhs.
Yeah, so this is what the person asks. What about if you get someone to do it who doesn't even know that the wallet's there? Yeah? What if the person doesn't even know? And there's moving, you get someone to do it who doesn't even know. Would you say that that's not even called tiltul min hatzad because the person doesn't even know that he's being... In other words, there might be mukhs in there, but he doesn't know.
Well, doesn't a tiltul have to be? I mean, wouldn't it follow the regular rules of Shabbos and Malachas Makshabbos? It would have to have a kavana.
Right, so here you don't even have a kavana. Here you don't even know.
Yeah, so then it's a zavad, it would be mutter.
If you get someone to do it who doesn't even know that... He just sees somebody ask you, oh, could you help me? Who uses the Erev? He says, help me push.
Yeah, I would think that would be the Vadri Mutter.
Wouldn't the value of the stroller be enough to be Mavatalit, like a drawer that has mukts in it? The stroller itself cost today a lot of money.
Right. But is it the stroller? So you're saying you.
Well, the stroller's a basis, so it's a basis for itself as well as for the mukts. And if it's not a basis, so then it's the drawer itself, so...
Well, it's the drawer itself. So if the drawer itself... And it's not a basis...
Not a basis, but it's mutter anyway, unless its value is outweighed, no?
So you're saying the stroller. So you're moving the stroller, you're moving the muktzah.
But Rabbi, isn't pshat that it would be batel or no?
What would be batel?
The davar muktzah.
Batel to the stroller? What?
Yeah. Legabe di esatilfa.
Yeah, why?
I know that there's a word from the Gra in the Kesser Rosh.
Yeah.
He doesn't like this when people put a ring or something on the chal on the life the tray.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold it. The Gra didn't hold it. This whole thing.
Yeah, because
you
why?
Go, oh, it's more valuable, not valuable. It's an interesting. If Rebbe looks in the Kesser Rosh from the
yeah, why? Why didn't he like it?
I forget this far. I haven't looked at it in a while. Yeah. Remember, the Gra didn't hold this.
Okay, something.
But I think the most poskim that they do would be what to
yeah
to move the stroller.
Yeah.
Because okay. if it's not a bussist, wouldn't that make it then mutter? Because then I'm just talking about a davar heter, even though there's a davar muksa inside. Doesn't it make it better if it's a shachach?
Yeah, so why would it be better?
Because then it's bottled to the stroller then, meaning then it's just called, it's nikkur a davar heter, not a davar isra. What's pshat if it's not a bussist? Then am I left with just...
So I'm being metaltel the stroller.
Yeah.
And I'm being metaltel muktzah.
Yeah, but since it's not a bussist, so therefore then it's mutzah.
Well, it's not a bussist, so then there's a stroller, doesn't become muktzah. But still, right. Aren't you still being metaltel the muktzah? If the muktzah's there, and it's not a bussist, there was shachach, and the muktzah's there, and you move the stroller. So aren't you being, and there's muktzah inside, so aren't you being metaltel the muktzah tiltum menatzad? And then if it's tiltum menatzad, it should only be mutter if you're not doing it l'tzarach davar asa. But maybe you could say that the stroller's a davar heter.
So no, maybe, the stroller's definitely a davar heter.
No, so maybe that's considered moving l'tzarach davar heter. Because you can't just move the money, you can't just move the stroller. You're not sure there's money, maybe there's money. And it doesn't become a buses.
Right.
So then it would
be mutter minei ubei. If it's a bus, it's a davar heter davar.
Right, but if it's not a bus,
and even if it's shachach, it's also mutter.
Yeah, why?
Because you're just moving it l'tzarach davar heter.
You're doing it l'tzarach heter, so that's called l'tzarach davar heter. Even though you're moving it also l'tzarach but you're moving it also l'tzarach davar heter. It's not only l'tzarach. Okay. It's something to think about. And also the idea of, if the whole question that the person asked is, what if you get someone to do it who doesn't realize that it's that there's even a potential muktzah problem?
So then I would think that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's fine, because it's no kavanah thing.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of things before we...
Rebbe, it would be like the Rama in the beginning of Hilchos Muktzah. If you sit on a davar,
right.
And it moves. Okay. Yeah. Your kavanah wasn't to move it. Your kavanah was sit. It moves.
Right.
Your kavanah wasn't to move it, so therefore it's moved.
Right. Okay, a couple of things. First, we thank the Rav again to putting us all together. Everyone wants to donate anything to the shul or to the sponsor shir or anything, teichelmoshe.com. And also, our good friend, Mr. Lebov, is sitting shiva. He's getting up, I think, tomorrow. And the shir also should be Liloy and the neshama of his father, Avigdor ben Michael. So Dr. Lebov should have a nechama as well. Okay, so I wish everyone a good Shabbos. It's good to see you all. But so it's a lot of interesting questions here, especially the machlokas, the Taz, and the Alter Rebbe, and all these questions as well. Hopefully next 2 weeks we'll do a Yoni Chanukah. Right? Next week is right before Shabbos Chanukah, and the week after is Chanukah itself. So hopefully, Bez Hashem, we should be able to do some in Yoni Chanukah as well.
Shabbos, Rabbi.
Okay.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you so much. Thank you.